And it's not just about sweat equity anymore. It is that, but it's a lot more too. Of course, we're talking about Habitat for Humanity, and the CEO of Habitat is here, and Mike Johnson is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for inviting me.
I'm glad to have you here. Now, Mike, if you don't know, is reasonably new at Habitat, right? About how many days have you been there?
Next week it'll be 90 days.
90 days, okay. Yep. And what have you seen in your first 3 months?
I have seen a huge amount of activity, excitement, optimism, planning, building. It's been a whirlwind of building a new agency, a new organization, new staff, a new way of doing things in Sonoma County. And I think that's the most exciting thing about it for me, is that it allows me to innovate, to think differently, to come up with new ideas to, solve the housing problem in Sonoma County.
Yeah, and this, as you mentioned, Mike, it was not the original goal of Habitat for Humanity. It certainly was a part of the goal, mm-hmm. but it because this chapter of Habitat has taken this on, yes. Now things are a lot different in terms of your everyday work and the goals of the organization too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think our evolution as an organization goes way back. I mean, we've been in business for 30 years or 34 years. Excuse me, but the first 30 years, the affiliate was building less than one house a year.
Wow.
So it was pretty sleepy. In 2016, the board of directors decided, after years of tightening housing market and, increasing homelessness and so forth, to do something more audacious, to, set some goals to build more aggressively. So they started building the organization infrastructure up to accomplish a bigger goal. And at that point, it was set at 600 homes in 10 years.
And I remember hearing that, Mike, and thinking, yeah. Wow, is that even conceivable?
Well, at the time, it was seen as a little bit crazy, honestly.
Yeah.
But then along came the wildfires in 2017. And so more homes were destroyed in a single night than had been built in Sonoma County in previous 10 years.
Yeah.
So that really underscored the urgency for this affiliate to do something. And, we're really focused going forward on trying to serve more of, the missing middle, the folks that are struggling to work and live in the same community. And increasingly more, that's folks in the moderate income categories as well as the low income categories. So there's been a lot of press recently on that issue, and people are leaving our county because they can't afford to stay here anymore. They can't afford to live.
Increasingly so. Yeah.
Yeah. So, for families who are really struggling to get a foothold in the community, Habitat needs to do more. And, our niche, our specialty, or our differentiator is building homes that are affordable to the struggling workforce. That they can buy, where their families can put down roots and invest in their communities and, really have a place in the community that's stable and secure. And that's very much unlike, rental housing now, where rents rise constantly and there's no sense of security.
That security word, I think, is the biggest difference there.
Yeah.
And Mike, talk about the specifics of okay, here we are, we're in a brand new year now. Talk mm-hmm. about the plans that Habitat has for Sonoma County in 2019.
Well, 2019 is going to be a really big year for us. Once we set this audacious goal of 600 homes in 10 years and then revised that goal up last year to 600 homes in 8 years, it really forced us to think very differently about construction in general. So over the past 50 years, there's been some advances in the construction industry, but very few of them are really being implemented on a large scale. Things like prefabrication, yeah. modular construction, and so forth. If we're ever going to get close to that 600 homes goal, we have to be building differently. we have to think in terms of lowering build costs, lowering build cycles, right? So shortening the time it takes us to build these homes, building them in ways that you know, really take advantage of scarce land that's out there. So denser, higher, you know, and faster is really the goal going forward.
And that, of course, is in perfect alignment, the notion of prefab, et cetera, and faster.
Yeah, exactly. And so a big piece of this whole puzzle for us was, you know, how do we supply ourselves with materials that are built very quickly, and how do we solve the labor problem that we have in the county? So to get that many homes built doesn't just require that you think differently. It requires that you have a system in place that can generate those homes.
Right here at home,
exactly.
And that's what you're doing.
And that's what we're doing. So a part of this is an initiative that we're booting up and hopefully going to get up and running in the spring, is a prefab factory here in Sonoma County.
What a notion, Mike.
Yeah. This has been in the news just recently. But the idea is that we want to be able to prefabricate components for our own housing projects. And we have one coming up in the spring called Duncan Village up in Windsor. This 16 units of housing. We want to panelize that project with a partner called Healthy Buildings, who does all steel stud panelization. And so the factory's goal is to panelize that project first and then go on to panelize other projects and even perhaps supply prefabricated panels to other developers or other affiliates in our neighborhood. So one example of how that might work is, you know, our affiliate up in Butte County, who is struggling with an even bigger disaster than we had down here, which is hard to imagine, but true.
We never thought we would be able to imagine it.
That's a small affiliate with very little build capacity. What if we partnered with them and helped them to get projects built very quickly? What if we partnered with the East Bay, who's building a lot of homes down there? What if we partnered with Lake and Mendocino County? What if we were able to supply panels not just to ourselves and our own build projects, but help the situation elsewhere in the county?
That's taken an awfully big bite, Mike.
It's a big bite, but it's delicious.
And so I think those of us looking for any kind of affordable housing would absolutely agree with you. So the spring is the projected date to open this manufacturing plant. Where would it be?
Well, we're hoping to find something centrally located in Sonoma County. Santa Rosa would be preferable because that's where our headquarters are. But we have a number of properties that we're looking at right now. One that seems to be ideal is right in the middle of Santa Rosa. So ideally, that's where it would be. But we're open to pretty much anywhere in Sonoma County as long as the price is right and it meets our requirements.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the notion of having this plant actually up and running. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking time frame in terms of that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The project in Windsor is due to begin construction in the middle of May. So we need to have the factory outfitted and up and able to produce panels prior to that. And hopefully about a month prior to that, we can actually begin building things. So the great thing about prefabbing is that you can begin construction projects before the foundations are laid.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
Yeah.
So we can start building panels long before the foundations for the houses are actually in place, so we can get a head start. And that's one of the huge benefits, I think, of prefabbing, is that that's how you shorten those build cycles. So, you know, we have to build cheaper, but we also have to build a lot faster if we're going to produce more homes each year.
And the idea of having all of that in-house, so to speak, is remarkable and noteworthy and, you know, almost otherworldly.
Yeah.
Because it's not been done before.
It is being done, and that's the thing I think that's important to note, is that there are other affiliates, you know, in the United States and up in Canada who have been doing prefabbing for quite a while. We actually took a trip to Edmonton, Canada, mm-hmm. to see one of our affiliates' operations up there. They've been prefabbing out of a fairly large factory for about 10 years. So they've really got it dialed. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about, you know, being part of a global affiliate, you know, network yeah. is that we can, you know, borrow technologies from our sister affiliates all over the world to inform different ways of doing things locally.
Well, it's a very different way of doing things locally. It certainly is. And the expansion, you know, even from philosophy to boots on the ground, expansion of Habitat for Humanity has been really quite something to see thus far.
Yeah.
You know, given the project up in Healdsburg, 16 new units, and the others that you have planned, there's going to be a lot to see. And I hope as soon as you secure that location for prefab construction, you'll come back and talk about it with us, because that is exciting.
Oh, I'd love to, Pat. Yeah, it's something we want to share all over.
Yeah.
So we'll be screaming it from the rooftops, so to speak.
Very good. And you and I'll give you the microphone, okay? All right.
Thanks,
very
Pat.
Good. That is Mike Johnson. He's the CEO of Habitat for Humanity, doing things differently and getting it done in Sonoma County.